Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. A ceremony was held yesterday in the Plymouth County Courtroom to dedicate the county's Home Base Iowa program. Home Base Iowa is a program now extended into every northwest Iowa county and over 70 across the state. Its aim is to offer support to veterans who move to and live in these designated counties. Home Base Iowa involves support from county and city governments and local businesses. One of the incentives offered in Plymouth County include grants to help veterans with moving expenses when they come into the county. Subsoil moisture readings in northwest Iowa, corn and soybean fields have shown a steady recharge increase since last year. Area agronomist Leah Tenapel took soil moisture readings earlier this month. In Lamar's, the reading was 6.25 inches compared to 3.5 inches this spring and 0.8 inch a year ago. A similar trend was seen at Akron and Marcus sites. Akron had 6.26 inches this month, 3.85 inches this spring, and 42 hundredths a year ago. Marcus was at 7.5 inches of moisture this month, 5.3 inches in the spring, and 2 inches a year ago. Most of the readings across the 9-county district that is covered by Tenapel saw that same pattern. The Midwest Drought Monitor, as of November 7, showed northwest Iowa abnormally dry. Last April, most of northwest Iowa was in severe or moderate drought. The eastern half of the state saw the opposite trend in April. That part of the state was normal to abnormally dry. Now it's mostly in Category D3, extreme drought. Aaron Lee of Lamar's recently took part in the annual National Future Farmers of America Convention held this year in Indianapolis. Lee was part of a music group which participated in several events at the convention and in the city.
I was a part of the National Chorus Group, which was an audition group which you could submit auditions by the end of June. Anybody involved in an FFA chapter could do so. I was selected through that, and then I also was able to do a further audition to do the national anthem at a Colts game with 11 others.
Lee said it was a unique opportunity to participate in the convention where he could take part and also be involved in music, which is his passion. The FFA chorus was involved in several events in and around the city. The Board of Directors and Management of Farmers Co-op Society have announced a plan to expand grain handling facilities in Sioux Center and Ironton. This plan will enhance grain handling speed and capacity and will result in farmers returning to their fields faster, increasing their productivity during harvest. The construction of these projects will start this spring and will be up and running for harvest next year. FCS is also going to open a new retail meat store in Sioux Center. Construction of the store will begin next spring and is to open its doors in the fall of 2024. They will select locally grown and raised meat for processing and sale. 4 U.S. senators from Iowa and Nebraska are working on a bill that would return a tract of land that was seized from the Winnebago tribe in the 1970s. The land is along the Missouri River and was taken through the power of eminent domain to become a recreational area, but those plans never materialized. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the 1,600 acres, which are maintained by the Iowa DNR as a wildlife area, need to be returned, something he says should have been done long ago. Some 5 decades ago, the Army Corps of Engineers planned to use the land for a recreational area and to stabilize the banks of the Missouri River, but those plans stalled and were eventually tabled. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.